This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. More than 200,000 Coloradans will soon see their health insurance premiums double. That's according to the state's insurance division. On Monday, it released its final cost on private health insurance for 2026 for people who buy their coverage on the state's marketplace called Connect for Health Colorado. Denver resident Chelsea Baker Hauk, a consultant, gets subsidies to help pay for her insurance. Because Congress did not renew the subsidies, she thinks her insurance could cost $1,000 more a month.
I mean, I don't know how anybody could make that work. I've made it work this far by borrowing from savings. Savings is now gone.
State officials estimate premium increases will lead to about 75,000 Coloradans losing access to health coverage. An independent monitor overseeing reforms of Aurora's police says the department is making progress, but it made recommendations for improvement in other areas. CPR's Tony Gorman.
The report says that the Aurora police are no longer on a cautionary track in any areas as they continue to make reforms. But it noted the department's increase in vehicle pursuits after the city revised its policy in March. There were more than 100 pursuits during the latest tracking period compared to only 3 during the previous period. One of those traffic pursuits ended in a fatal officer-involved shooting in August. In response, the monitor also recommended that APD mandate all officers carry tasers in addition to their firearms. The next progress report is scheduled to be released in April 2026. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Election Day is exactly a week from now. If you haven't returned your ballot yet, you need to do it in person through a Dropbox or vote center. If you mail it, there's no guarantee we'll get there on time. Around 10% of active voters have cast ballots so far. Coloradans are deciding on school boards and other local offices, as well as 2 statewide questions about funding for universal free school lunches. This is CPR News.